I want to say it is incredible to be back here. It was 25 years ago
when I came this past Plymouth June to serve as the youth
that
pastor.
I showed up in Plymouth for the first time. So that's when I showed up here.
Just had an
we were here for 11 years,
here,
and then God called us to,
really felt supported
to go
by the
and minister in Germany. I still remember that time
because it was announcement.
It was
in
something
church.
Where I was saying to God, "Are you
that
sure?"
The youth group was
and really, the call to go to Germany came out of the blue.
I still remember
sitting with
we were going to be
Mark Kimball
and.
So I never lived that down. We're going to be frying us up some brats, and our kids program it just really took a downward turn at that point. So
I feel like this is what God's asking.
But just coming in here and serving here for 11 years,
I
served here for 11 years, and it was a great.
I still remember those moments.
Always,
it is fantastic to be back
here. I want to tell you as a church,
by this church,
14 years ago, we got
from that moment we showed up here
that you have been
asking if we would consider going to Germany.
To serve at a school called Black Forest Academy. We love being and here. At first, I just thought, there's
awesome.
No way.
So, we love what we're doing. We love this place.
It's just been great.
You know the history. It was we were going
so
through some
just having chances
as a church
to be. Last night
moment,
we were.
And I just thought,
we had an alumni.
There's no
we
way.
It an alumni
I,
gathering. You know,
still remember to this day sitting with
part of
Mark Kimball
ministry when I was here and our
my office,
not Pastor Don's office.
My office.
My daughter Katie came for the beginning.
Sitting with Mark Kimball in there and saying, Mark, God's
later on, I was
go.
Like, how, and what'd you
I
think?
Just remember how hard that
all you
was.
Did was say, yet, do you remember when? Do you remember when? That's all we were doing is talking about
to Mark,
the good
Mark,
old
really
days.
The,
but it's just great to be back here. I love seeing faces I recognize. But can I tell you, I love seeing faces I don't
for this church as well. And so
it's encouraging
for the leadership and
life
feeling
on and
sent out by this church.
And
we do
are coming here. So if
you
are looking at me and have no
home is a hard concept for missionary kids.
I really do
a,
because
it's a hard
it means
concept
that,
for us
that
and our family
this church
too,
continues to grow
and yet we
and,
consider this
and
place
that's what
home.
We need.
And so,
so
we do want to say
privilege
thank you.
To stand
thank
before
you.
It really
how
is.
You have loved and supported us.
It's just it's an honor
as,
to be up
ministry
here,
and, here in this place. But how you
I
have,
do have a lot
a
of memories.
Have
I could
loved
spend
and
my
supported
entire
us
sermon time just talking about the memories.
How you prayed for us. How you just helped us financially.
I don't know if you realize this or not, but this church.
I coached Curtin
Soccer.
Well,
as an assistant coach, but
the
women in the church.
Awesome
he's Great Commission
so.
Women.
I never thought he would have been here at that point in his life. So.
Adopted missionary kids. So Matthew has been blessed.
So.
Beyond
so.
Measure by you.
I do want to
so
give you a message
so much
or a challenge
just,
from God's
could,
word this
spend
morning.
Spend the whole
this time,
time up
I do want
to
be talking about memories I have or
really looking in God's
express
word.
Gratitude. But I do
so
want to say thank you.
We are
going to
move
into that direction.
Again,
I
want to
invite
some,
you back
I look
on
and I see so many faces
tomorrow night. If you can be there, I'd love to have
so
you and be able to share a little bit more.
But I recognize your face.
Love if you can make
But the reality is one of the things that I love when I look out is the fact that I love the fact that I don't recognize.
You saw in that video that where we're located.
I love that
Germany
fact
is in the
very, very
bottom
corner in
Germany.
And
one of
the
things that's
14 years,
not
much would have
not native just to our area, but to pretty much Europe, but to France and to those areas.
There are many of you that
they like
to
do a lot of road biking,
years,
like
don't know
Tour de France kind of bicycling. And we always have people on the roads bicycling and doing a lot of
those
that
I recognize.
Live in a hilly area,
but it's also great.
There's always groups of people out biking
and realize that this church continues to grow and develop. And I'm
one day we had
we
gone for a walk and we were coming back
church,
and on this corner down from
us,
our house
so thank you for that.
Just down the ways from our
do
house
do want to look into
a bunch
word
of
a little bit
and
we
I challenge you
what
really
was going
from
God's
on
word
I was trying to figure out what was going on and then I remember that the dry land
things
the
Jesus
three land area we're 15
really
minutes from France, we're 15 minutes
while
from
he was here on
from
this
Switzerland.
Earth.
And so there's
let
this
me share a story with you
that
happened to me when I was in Germany.
It's kind of cool to be able
to kind
to
of get us moving
I
in that direction.
Three different countries.
You saw in the video
and
that where
that
we're located.
Long, you know,
so
way down
this
in
bike
the
race was coming through, and on this
corner,
there were a lot of people
from the French border. We're 15 minutes from the Swiss border.
It's a great place to line up.
Beautiful area.
It's a corner.
The bottom section of the area.
They have to slow down.
You know,
a bad place to watch a bike race is down on a downhill slope,
and it's
just
flying by.
Corner, they have to slow down, and actually, if you're lucky, they might
you
they
can
not,
go
might not make the corner.
You, know,
you
can
see them wipe out and everything like that.
Sometimes
so
we'll do that
there's a lot of people on this.
it's like a right,
to France, turn
right
around, driving to Switzerland,
90 degree,
around,
yeah, right angle, 90 degree corner.
And so there was a lot of people
it's
there.
It's just a beautiful part of the world.
That this was
well,
going
in
on.
That
so
area, but even beyond that area, a lot of areas within Europe.
I remember we were kind of distracted. We were talking to each other because we didn't know what time the
thing over there,
like Tour de France kind of biking.
So anytime you're driving,
all of a sudden, as we were kind of talking to each other,
this police motorcycle came flying down,
or a group of bikers that are out on the road, and they just are out for a ride
about to happen. And
that
so,
day, or
and
they're
then
practicing, or doing different things.
And then another
one,
a hilly,
just came very windy, hilly
made the
area,
corner, and then went.
And so biking is a big thing
like,
there.
What's about
one day
happen,
we had gone
and
for
so
a walk,
we were
with
waiting,
family, and
probably about
back,
six
and
six or
the
seven.
I was coming back to there was this right angle turn,
90 degree turn,
and a police car,
and there were all these people standing.
You know, we're ready for them.
And at first I was like, what's going on?
And then I remember it was
the cars that have the three land area
on top of their cars.
Actually comes right by our house,
make the corner.
And it comes to this corner,
and then
the corner
the
is a great place to be if you're ever watching
so
a bike race.
I don't even remember exactly.
They have
but it
to
was
slow
like
down
to
come around
the corner.
Like
the
worst place to
everyone
be is
cheers,
on a downhill
slope. I'm cheering. I have no
this,
clue who these
you know,
guys
the
are.
Flying
when,
by.
If they represent
but
a
corner,
they have to
slow
down and maybe.
Someone
but
won't
I'm
slow
cheering because it's the first.
And you'll catch,
you know,
a nice wipeout or something like that.
A little bit later,
trying to
big
make their
group,
corner.
A big group
but there are all
in.
These
nobody
people
crashes,
standing there, so
but
we thought, let's
cheer.
And
we're
all excited,
and
then
some more,
and
we didn't know what time the race was
down
by.
And
so
then the
pity cheer for the ones that are coming in the end, like, go, you
can
do it. A little bit distracted.
And then it was done.
And then this police motorcycle.
That's very typical of a bike race.
Turn the corner
in Germany and France
and
different things
like
that.
Something's about to happen.
But it's those,
you know, it's like, okay,
police.
And then another police
motorcycle,
I want
you
a couple
to think
more,
about
and about six or seven police motorcycles
kind of
made their way
thought in your head,
hit the corner,
as we
took,
come
took
to
off,
what
the,
and took
the Christian
off,
Missionary Alliance has put
I think
forth
it's about to
as our theme.
And then
for
this police car came around,
year.
Whipped around
you
the corner,
you may have
and
seen
took
some
off,
posters
like,
in the back of your
it's
church.
Coming.
And
it's
then these sponsor
comes from
cars,
this verse
that we actually
top
have put
the sponsors,
here.
And they come around.
But
and
our
they make,
theme
and
for
like,
missions
on,
conference
I mean,
this
coming,
year is prepare
the
way.
Bikers.
To
and in this race, there was
the
a group that was a
that
little bit out
in
front. That
verse in Luke chapter
3
was
four,
given,
so these
three or four
was,
bikers come and
turn
around and everyone's cheering. And I'm like, yeah,
he was coming to prepare
who these people are. What you know, what country
or
sponsor they represent,
but
I'm
really
cheering. You know,
it's
something that's
given
front,
to us,
and we're all excited. And
prepare.
And then a little bit later,
a
big pack of
mission,
them come.
The peloton
the
comes in,
Alliance,
and they make
so
the turn, and they go,
we
and
we're
all cheering.
And then
pretty soon,
a
few more come
year,
and turn, and then pretty soon,
we have
it's
this
pity cheering for the ones in the back. We're like,
good job, you know,
and then it's over.
Illustration: we are like those.
But in that moment,
that say
it's the something is
police.
Something
motorcycle
is about
I
to
want
happen.
You to think about
and
just for
we
a moment
want
that,
to get people excited
first
for what
second
God is
police
about
motorcycle
is doing
that made its
and
way
going
in.
To be doing.
That in
and
a
so
sense
we get this privilege to
got us excited
way.
About
and so
what
this
was
morning
coming.
In just these few
we were standing
that we
there
together.
We're a little bit
talk,
distracted
talk
we were talking to each other
at,
and then this police motorcycle shows up.
What does
it
mean
to
prepare the way
about what was about
the Lord? I
want to
look
out of Luke chapter 10
rough illustration.
A little bit later this is talked
about
in John the Baptist Luke chapter 3 but a little bit later in Luke chapter 10
denomination the Christian Missionary Alliance and the
we see this
very famous missions
to think about with missions
statement
comes
we
from this verse that's actually up on this wall, but
we
the
see
theme
this
for missions this
statement
year
that's given
is this idea
Jesus
that we would prepare the way. Prepare
the
way
as I look
through
this
Alliance
passage
wants to just put
a great
forth
reminder
this idea
of what it
that
means
we get this privilege
the way
to
for the
prepare
Lord,
the way
what opportunities we
to
have
prepare
when
the
it
way
comes
for
to preparing
Lord.
The way for the Lord.
We,
so let's look at
again,
it.
Luke
it's a
chapter
rough illustration,
10,
but we get to be sort of like
one
those police motorcycles
this,
that say
this is how I know I'm
there
old,
is something incredible
to
about
to
happen.
This, so.
And we get
after this, the Lord
appointed
72
Luke
others
3,
and sent them out.
Really
was
given
ahead of
to
him,
John the Baptist
to every town
and
place
said
about
John the Baptist
go.
That he was going to come.
And this is the statement Jesus
the way
makes that
Lord.
You may have heard
but
at
it's something that we get the privilege
or other
also
situations
to be involved in. To invest
he told
our lives
them,
in
the
this
harvest
idea
is plentiful,
of preparing
but the workers
the
are few.
For
ask
what God
the Lord
is
of the
doing.
Harvest, therefore,
and
to
so
send
I
want to
look
workers into his
the
harvest
few minutes
field.
That we have left
go.
This morning. Actually,
I am
I've got
sending
all the
you
time
out like
the
lambs
games
among
until
3:30. Do not
right?
take a purse
so
or
I can go forever.
And do not greet
we get
the
privilege
the road.
This morning of
for a number
looking
of verses
what
to just kind of tell his followers and those that he's sending out what they're going
to
face,
the
different things they're going
to,
what happens if they face this and if they face
that.
Why
is that something
that we would
want to be a part of
our
lives?
And then in verse 17,
and I'm
going to
look, we're
going to
look at Luke chapter 10. So if you have your Bibles,
said, Lord,
even the
whatever else you have a Bible on,
have your Bibles. Turn with me to Luke chapter 10.
I saw Satan fall like lightning.
Because I want to look at this passage.
I have given you
just a few chapters after this.
And scorpions and
Luke chapter 3, that was talked about John the Baptist, that he was going to prepare the
way. Nothing will harm you.
We come to a passage in Luke chapter 10.
That the Spirit
in the middle
to you,
of this section, we see a very familiar kind of call to missions.
At that time, Jesus,
we often will use
Spirit
this one said, verse that
I praise
we see
you, Father,
as
Lord
like our call to missions and to do God's work across the world. But I want us to see how, when I look at Luke chapter 10, I see this concept of what it means to prepare the way of the Lord as we look through here. So when I think about
let me
what
read for you Luke chapter 10,
one
I'm just
going to
read a couple verses and we'll jump down and read a couple more.
Or have you
verse
think
1.
About in this,
after this,
God was
the Lord appointed 72 others and
because,
sent them
see,
two by two ahead of him
prepare the way
to every town and place
that,
where he was about
that
to go.
Isn't coming.
He told them, and this is the verse
happening.
That we have often
we wouldn't
used
have
in
police motorcycles.
A great, great verse.
Preparing
he
the way
them,
for a race
the harvest
if there was
is plentiful,
no race.
But the workers
okay,
are few.
Might be
ask the Lord
of
the harvest
you'd have a police motorcycle.
But
if there's no race, you wouldn't have anyone coming through
go.
To say, okay, here
I am
it comes,
sending
get
you
ready.
Out like lambs
and
among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals. And do not greet anyone on the road. And then Jesus for a number of verses
and I
want to
remind
instructions. What happens if you come into a place and they accept you? What happens if you come
into
a
world.
Place and they don't accept
I want to let you know that God
and he kind
is
of goes through a whole bunch of things
of what they might experience
and
what life
and
might look
like
for them.
And think
then
about
what
God
is doing around
to verse
the world.
17.
It should excite us.
The 72 that had just God been sent
is.
Out by Jesus, the
we
72
should
returned
get excited
with joy
and be
and
able
said,
to sing,
Lord,
how
even
great
the demons
is
submit to
God,
us in your name.
But
he replied, I saw Satan fall like
God,
lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to come overcome all the power of the enemy.
I think
we just sang about that.
Some incredible
nothing things. Will harm
we
you.
We sometimes go through
however,
you know, periods of our life where we're struggling or we have trials, we have hard things, and those things can
at that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father. Lord of heaven
God
and earth, because you have hidden
things.
These things
past year,
from the
wise and learned,
God reminded
and revealed
me
them
to
little
of that
children.
Fact. Yes,
that
Father,
he is a God that
for
is at
this
work.
Was your good
he is a
pleasure.
God that's
and then he
alive.
Continues on to just share with his disciples.
Let me tell you the story about Isaac.
And I
Isaac
love that
was
passage.
That was
I love that passage because it really gives
fact,
us a picture into Jesus.
Kind of near the middle or end of that video,
that
there's a series
heart,
of about
said,
four pictures of me with
the
same group of guys. That was my small group. And they just graduated this past year. When they were sophomores, I
this call,
took them on as a small
I
group. I became their small group leader, and it was actually the same year that my
doing.
Wife and I.
So I just
Jen
want to encourage us this morning,
girls
just to
small
think
group,
through,
and then both of us
of
were
passage,
the sophomore class
to,
sponsors.
To
so we were
the
kind of the class sponsors that year. So
one
we
of
got
the things
to know
I
that
realized
class pretty
that if we're going
to
prepare the way for the Lord,
it was hard to see him graduate.
You
know, when you spend the 3 years with them like we did, it was really hard.
You have to be looking forward.
But Isaac was one of the kids in my small group, and as a
10th
grader,
no
bike race. His parents were missionaries in Laos, and then they moved actually to Germany.
If we are
going to
be preparing the way for the Lord, we have to be excited.
Parents,
about
but
what God
was
is
a part
doing.
Of our school, and he
you
came
have to
in
be
and
excited
just
about a
his
God
sophomore
that
year.
Doing
he
just some incredible
had questions
around
he wasn't
the world,
sure what he believed,
in this
and
place,
he wasn't sure if what
area.
His parents believed
to
was what
see
he
God
wanted
as
to believe.
Someone that is
he kind of went through his sophomore
and
year.
In those
just,
moments when we understand that God is
kind of
is
this
a God that
middle
is doing
of the ground,
incredible things,
then
middle
we
of the road
get the
area
incredible
of life
privilege to say, now what?
Be ready.
God's coming.
To make
God's going
to
do some
choices.
Incredible things.
And Isaac,
and
even at his
the way for the Lord,
junior year,
but we have to
was
see
one
God
that was saying,
as an exciting
sure
God.
This.
If
I'm
you look
sure
actually before chapter 10,
making some,
chapter
really
9 of Luke,
he was,
it's just a great verse, a great chapter, because there's a
and,
lot of things that
prayed,
Jesus
is
prayed
doing.
For Isaac.
He just feeds 5,000
people in pretty open conversations.
Can you imagine being
in
there
our
and
small
and
group,
witnessing
our
that.
Small group was
Jesus
very
feeding 5,
open and honest with each other.
Just a few
lows
struggling
their junior
year
was
really
just
struggling with some
all
of
these
people.
Choices that they
there
were
some
making.
Exciting things. He was healing people.
That summer,
he was in
Isaac
the synagogues. Actually, if you were
back to
the
read the
parallel passages in Matthew chapter 9,
you see that he was teaching and he was casting out evil spirits.
Happened that
we see here that he was healing people and just
year.
Doing some incredible things.
Black Horse Academy, a change,
for
kid.
Three of them, he actually had this moment of transfiguration up on the mountain. So Jesus was alive and active in the disciples' lives. They began to have this argument, the disciples do, on who was going to be the greatest when they get to heaven. Like, who is going to be the greatest in heaven? That's how much Jesus was doing some incredible things, and the disciples are all fighting, like, who's going to be the greatest when we're with Jesus in heaven? And
think about it.
One of those that
what
really
kind of argument
were
the disciples having when Jesus was hanging on a cross?
Fantastic year.
Their argument was like, who can get out of here?
I want to tell you that
who can get the farthest
specifically
from
Isaac's
who can hide the best?
I prayed for
the
him.
Disciples
really
weren't arguing
him,
about being the greatest with Jesus when he was hanging on a cross.
With a faith
because in that moment they didn't understand.
He was a kid that I almost wrote off.
But here Jesus is doing some incredible things,
and
Jesus is at work.
Me that he is,
and they're arguing about being the greatest. You see.
A little bit later in chapter 9,
the missionary
people are saying,
well, I'll follow you, Jesus. Well, I'll follow you.
And Jesus is saying,
wait
a
second.
It was so encouraging. God was
not easy
to follow
me.
Even though sometimes we forget.
In fact, you need to realize it's forsaking everything to follow me.
And they're like, no, I'll follow you.
I'll
follow you.
I'll
do this.
I'll do
Friday. And when you came to my group, I shared really quickly. But you know that Germany's in the news right now because of the refugee crisis.
Kind of the excitement
for what Jesus is doing.
And it's in that moment that Jesus stops and
it's one of the things that Germany is kind of most known for right now. I mean, they have a history of other things that they're known for and atrocities that went on in that country. But right now, they're most known because they really have opened their borders to refugees.
And
the refugees have flooded into the country.
And he's at work, and he's doing some incredible
things. It has been so... Germany is in the news right now because of
the
refugees that are pouring into the country. Maybe you've
heard
that, maybe you haven't.
Angela Merkel,
Friday with the group,
Germany really opened the borders at one point.
Wherever you fall politically on how
you feel about
Germany,
about
so it's in the news right now.
Opening your borders so often.
Now there's a lot of debate politically.
Even the Germans struggle, and that's a bad thing.
They're back and forth.
You know, there's people on both sides. There's Christians on both sides. There's people there.
The Germans
are
on both sides of the whole argument.
Even in Germany right now,
has it been a good thing?
Wherever anyone lands
wide,
on that argument,
and there's this debate back and forth
whether this is a good thing or not,
but the reality is
that
the refugees are there.
Has really begun,
and the Christian church has really seen an opportunity
to
flood
the country of Germany.
Those refugee camps
with love. It is incredible
to see.
And I want to tell you,
it's incredible to see
some incredible
the outpouring of love
with the refugees
and desire
to bring the gospel.
The Christian church responds.
And I want to tell you that those refugees
up in Berlin
are disillusioned with their own.
There's a youth
conference
life
their own
just
religion.
Happened, and
for the first time
the
maybe in their lives,
money,
they're open to hear,
and the money that they raised
the
from the youth at life,
and
actually went to the
God
work of the refugee
incredible
ministry in Berlin right now
in the country of Germany,
and it's
push,
exciting
and a great
to be a part of that
opportunity.
I work at a school, Black Force Academy,
Jesus,
and it's a school of primarily
so
missionary
open,
kids,
and we have
to
the
opportunity,
the privilege,
to actually take kids,
high school students,
to the refugee camps, and to work with these refugees and to kind of interact with them.
We have
we can get some of our high school
guys
will go
over
once
a
week
and play soccer
in our rut
of life
and
men
in the refugee camps
very
and just interact with
them
life.
And it's so incredible, but it reminds me that God is doing some incredible
and
things.
I believe,
no matter
God is
anyone's opinion politically, the reality is that God is at work,
and I think that
in what is going on
see the
in the country of Germany.
How can we prepare
the way
for sitting with a few
God
other missionaries? I was at a conference
about
earlier in July, and to hear what God is doing in Asia, to hear what God is doing
in
African countries
around the world.
It was just amazing.
If you look in this passage,
and reminded me that God
I think it's an incredible passage because if you were to actually read through chapter 9,
it is very easy.
He's fed 5,000
people. Caught in our rut.
Jesus is on this earth.
Go
he's
through
fed 5,000
people.
In our
how
little
cool
rut.
Would that be to be
we wake
have
up,
been a part of that?
Go through
a lot of exciting things
happen.
He was
and
healing people.
It is easy. Sometimes
the disciples
we face
were so excited about what God
that.
Was doing that they were having this argument about who
really
was going to be greatest.
Sometimes
who
we
was going to be greatest
really
with
like.
Jesus? Who was going to be in heaven?
Moments,
who of the disciples was going to be greatest? And Jesus had to come by and say, "It's not about that."
But
do you understand? See their excitement about what was happening.
And I would
when
say
Jesus
he's doing some incredible
was
things
dying
in
on a cross,
area.
The disciples weren't having
out
an
here
argument
and I realized
about who was going to be
God
greatest.
Is alive and at work even
they were having
church.
An argument about who could get away
and I want
the fastest.
To
you know, because they didn't know what was happening. It was It shattered
Isaac
their world.
Isaac was a
now we know
sophomore
that that ended up for the good.
When I
in that moment
3 years ago,
we're not
Isaac
having
was
this
in
argument
my small
about,
group.
I
want
to be that
greatest,
but in
3 years
ago, I decided to take
Jesus's life,
on the responsibility
there was exciting
of being a small group
things
leader
happening.
And so I took
the
a high school
saying,
or
I want to be greatest
a sophomore
with God,
group
sitting in
of
heaven
boys, and my wife
and then
took
you
a sophomore group
see
of girls.
People coming up and saying, "I'll follow
and we
you."
Began
and
to do
Jesus
this small
saying,
group
well,
with these guys, and we had them for 3 years. They just graduated.
You need to commit to me.
The same time, we both were sophomore class sponsors, so it was kind of fun. We got to know
you.
This
and
class
Jesus was
really
well trying to kind
years.
Of say it's not
they just
easy
graduated.
To be
it was hard.
Jesus,
graduation
was
really
was
hard because we had gotten
life
to know these
and
kids really, really
and
close.
Out of that
and
life
neat
and excitement,
they walked through that.
That
Jesus Isaac was one of my guys in my group. And his sophomore year, he just had some questions about what he believed.
Pray
he was
the
like,
Lord
I'm
of the
sure
harvest
what I believe.
To send forth more
and he was pretty open in our small group meeting.
Out of this excitement for what God is doing, he would share
some things and
go
that he was just struggling with, and he was just questioning some different things. So
his
if we're going to prepare
year,
the
back
way for
his
the
junior
Lord,
year, and
Isaac just really struggled his junior year.
And I get the privilege of standing
Isaac
before
thought,
you and telling
oh
you what
man,
God's
Isaac
doing around the world.
Poor choices.
But you live every day.
Kind of came to the place where he said, I really don't
you
believe
work
in
this
area.
Stuff.
You go to
the
stuff
school
my
in
parents
this area.
Have been
you
teaching me the stuff I had been learning all my life. I just really don't believe
we need to open our eyes
and
see.
Really had a hard
and exciting God for this
junior year. I prayed for Isaac, but
prepare the way.
It really was one of those things where I just didn't see
and continue to do.
Thought
even
in
your
Sheboygan County,
really,
even in
really
Plymouth
hard.
And beyond, or
we
that
prayed
kind of thing.
For
God
our senior class.
God.
We prayed for our kids
he
and our
great.
Group.
How great is our
I've
God?
I've often said, as
we
goes
need to believe
at a,
that.
At a school like
not
ours, as goes
that.
The
we
senior class,
that.
So goes
so
the school.
If we're going
to
be
so
prepared
so
the Lord,
our
way,
seniors
we need to see God
as
an
exciting
God.
The second thing I just want to kind of remind you about, it just kind of flows off
over the summer leading into
senior God is doing
year.
Some incredible things.
What I love about serving God, or what I love about my relationship with God, is that God chooses
a senior in high school and just
what he's doing.
Was really had a desire
to
lead
me
his class,
and he led well.
This exciting thing that
he's doing
that really I had written
allows me
I really
involved.
Didn't
I
think
that's a
that
beautiful, beautiful
I thought this was going to be a hard senior year.
I want to tell you,
he came back really excited about God. He
1%
believing
what
he
believed
for himself and really wanting to make a difference in the school and was a strong
I'm pretty sure of that. I really am pretty sure
last
year
our senior class
was
a strong senior class spiritually.
I
want to
tell
you,
it was a privilege. 25 years
a lot of
prayer
going
into involved.
There's a young
college.
There's a lot of prayer going into it because we didn't see
the
leadership, the
spiritual
leadership
within
our
12 years
class.
Old,
and they came back and they
to
were
come
excited.
And be involved
it reminded
in this church.
Me.
I think that was such a privilege.
God is at work. He's
and
at work in the lives of missionary
ago,
kids. He's at work in the lives of refugees in Germany.
God
he's at work in the lives of
Sam, I
want to
involve you and what's going on and
things that are going on
world,
in Africa and Asia
Germany,
and South America. And he's at work in the lives of people in Sheboygan County.
Such a privilege.
And I want you to
Andrew was also a kid in my youth.
See God as a God that's
my,
doing some
my small group.
Things.
He was also
he
in those
He is an exciting
there.
God. And
Andrew
we need
is
to
kind
see
of that
God
kid that,
that way so that we have this desire to prepare
didn't
the way.
Didn't ever
God
really fit in
has,
anywhere at
and
times.
What God is going to do.
He was also that
he
kid
be
that
excited about
was
what
a follower,
God's going to do
such
if
a
we're
follower.
Not excited.
So if kids were doing,
God.
Making wise
so
choices,
we sing the
right
song,
there,
How Great Is Our God,
really
and it's an easy
choices.
Song to sing.
But if kids
but
were making bad
it?
Choices, I could
do you
see
believe
Andrew
that
kind of
great God
choosing to make
doing
some
incredible
bad
things.
You know, Andrew and I had some great times to talk.
He's
and
doing
I remember
some incredible things,
God
and he wants us to realize
to have
that
some time
in the midst
Andrew,
of that, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
Andrew,
pray the Lord of the harvest.
One day we were talking, and I have
that
this
opportunity to
scooter
for what
in my
God
house
doing.
That I use to kind of
but not
go
only
back
do we prepare the way,
school,
what I love about God,
it just was
is
always
he's
broken
an
down.
Exciting
so
God doing exciting
some
things,
days,
but that
would
he
not be working
allows
some days.
Us
I'd tinker around on it and get it working for a couple weeks.
He allows us to be part of the exciting.
Andrew was saying, "Hey, have you ridden your scooter lately?" And I
want to tell you,
no, it's broken down again. You know,
so Andrew was like, "Hey, I'll come over and you know,
lovely."
Let me
could do a
it.
Better
so
job
I like,
than
okay,
I could.
That'd be great. You know,
God will do a better job
to
than I ever
Andrew
could.
A little bit better.
And
yet,
so we picked the Saturday. Andrew came
he allows
over.
Me to be
and I remember
in
we
doing.
Worked
that's
for
beautiful.
Hours on this scooter trying to get it to work.
That's a beautiful picture.
We actually did get it to work. It was awesome.
That he allowed
it to work
to be involved
for a little bit.
25 years ago, I was this
but the reality
is
that
looked like I
was just a great opportunity. I was thankful for God that he gave us this
and yet he allowed me to come to this church.
I
want to
tell you that I probably
could
have gotten it fixed to the point that we got it fixed. A little bit faster if I was
ago,
doing it by myself.
God called
you know, probably
us,
went to work
and he
any
allows
longer,
us to be involved in the lives of
I could have done it
kids,
by myself
people
and
in Germany.
It. to where we got it.
And I just think that's an incredible privilege.
We got it with Andrew.
God,
I also could have taken it to a shop and gotten it fixed a lot better than I have been able to do or Andrew and I.
I love this passage.
Because it was a great reminder to
Jesus
me,
says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray the Lord of harvest to send out forth workers into his harvest field. But the whole passage is about Jesus sending out his 72, sending out these workers into the field. The passage is about Jesus involving these disciples and these followers and what he was doing. I just think that is a beautiful,
beautiful picture
that Jesus invests himself in his followers. So he sends them out, and then they come back so excited. And we saw this happen. We saw these incredible things happen.
He wants us to be excited
about
what he is
doing. And so Jesus invests himself in the lives of those followers. They go out and they see God do some incredible things. They're so excited about what they've seen. Do you know what it says about Jesus?
What is God asking?
It says Jesus,
how
full of joy in the Holy Spirit. I mean, think about that.
I love the fact
the Creator of the universe,
sending church,
found joy.
And I want to stand before you. I'm a CMA missionary.
Had been used by him.
Former pastor of this
Creator
church
of the universe
has a heart
found
for
joy
missions.
In the Holy Spirit because his disciples
be
came back and
go,
they were excited about being used
he
by
might
God.
Be calling
in fact,
some
it's
of
one
you
of the few places in Scripture
in part of
that
world.
We see the emotion of joy.
And we need to be open and
on
available.
Jesus. I'm not
say,
saying
God,
it's the only time he found joy,
really,
but as we read through Scripture, it's one of the few places that the concept of joy is talked about.
I was at this church,
he found joy.
And I was in
disciples
Germany
were on
because
fire
of a moment
for him
going
and being
into my senior year when I said to God,
that.
Whatever you want.
I love
me,
that
I'm
God
to
desires to use us.
That
he doesn't need us
that
in any
in my
way.
Life where I said to God,
whatever you want
to
me
use
to
us.
Do,
let
I'm
me tell you about
to
Andrew.
And he began to
direct Andrew was
my heart
also in my small
youth
group.
Ministry,
Andrew
youth,
was one of those kids that sometimes,
came here to this church.
But
I
can
never
be annoying at
God,
times.
Me to do,
Andrew is a
do.
Follower.
So when God asked us to,
if
to
kids
go to Germany,
were making really wise
we
decisions, Andrew made some really wise decisions. But
do.
If kids were making poor decisions,
God
Andrew was
do?
Right in the middle of
maybe
them making poor decisions.
Cross-culturally.
And I had been praying for Andrew. I said to Andrew, you know, all right, I was praying that God would give me a chance to get to know Andrew a little bit better,
because we're part of the Christian Alliance,
maybe for some way to build a relationship. And I had been talking with Andrew, and I had this scooter.
But maybe God's just saying, hey,
that I used to kind of get back and forth to school. It was one that like topped out at 50 kilometers an hour, like 35 miles an hour was its top speed. And I would use it just to get back and forth to school or to kind
of
buzz around town there.
But
it was always breaking down. And so it would work for a couple weeks and then it would break down. I'd fix it and work for a couple more weeks and it would break down. So Andrew was like, have you ridden your scooter much lately? And I was like, no, it's broken again. And Andrew said,
I'll help you.
It's a privilege to be used.
And so I said, okay, thanks God for this
opportunity. I wanted to get
you.
To know Andrew better, so I said,
and it's
sure,
a privilge to be used
so
by God if we
Saturday,
see God as an exciting
and we spent
God.
An entire
if we
Saturday.
If we see him as
gear.
Someone that is worthy of following.
It was just a long
it's
day.
A privilege
it was an awesome
day.
It was a great day.
That God.
But I want to tell
that,
you, I am
that
pretty
is,
sure
it's exciting and alive
that I could have fixed
the
scooter
things.
To the point that we fixed it.
Lastly, let me just go really quickly.
Just to remind
you, probably
that
would have been the same.
I think it worked
this.
For a couple weeks.
The purpose kind of comes back
again,
to this verse
so
that you have here.
It would have been good. I want
to
tell you
again,
I
spoken about
could have
of John the Baptist,
better
Luke chapter
3.
Shop.
He was to prepare the way of the Lord, and then there's
probably
actually
been fixed for good.
There was a couple things
money,
in the middle,
and then it says,
I could have had it done
that
at a shop, and
had it done,
will see God's salvation.
There was something.
The reason that we get excited about what God's doing, the reason that we want to prepare the way for this God that's exciting and moving and doing some incredible.
Incredible
things.
Our friendship
the
and
reason
our relationship.
That it's incredible to be used
by
God and to allow God to use us in those ways just for the
God
purpose
is.
That people will see God's
God could
salvation.
Do things a lot better
I
and a lot
encourage
quicker.
Us to
I think that there's something about
look
God
and
his relationship
and
with us
people
that he wants to involve us in the process.
Salvation.
To deepen
to
our relationship
the people
with
around
him,
us,
to
the
cause us
to
trust
with,
him more,
to
love him more,
with, the people
and
we
in that,
interact
though
with
he could
at the,
do
at the
things
grocery
better
store,
on his own,
Piggly Wiggly
in
counter,
that,
or
we
whatever it
deepen
is,
deepen our friendship
the places
and our relationship
we,
with God,
our feet
carry us through the day.
He involves us.
Do you
I think
see
that's a beautiful
those people
picture,
as people
that God involves us
salvation.
In this exciting things he's doing?
When I
so we prepare the way for the Lord, but we're also investing
so
ourselves in what God
go
is doing.
Go through my day
how
kind of
is
with
God
my blinders
wanting
on.
To use
I have
you.
My things I need to do.
How does God
I have
want
my places
to use
I need to
and
go?
What he's doing.
And it, I want
this
to say
exciting
that this
thing
is
that God is
very
hard
doing.
For me.
I can be in Germany. I can be serving God in a different part of the world,
through.
And I can still go about my day.
Are you willing to say to God, whatever you want me to do, God, I'm willing to do. not see.
I was going into my senior year of high school, and I said those words to God.
Salvation.
And I was here for 11 years at Plymouth because at one point I said to God, whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to do.
Jesus, I've been in Germany now for 14 some exciting years ministry. Going into my using, senior year,
he sends
school,
out these
God, 72.
Whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to do.
And it's an incredible thing that he's doing.
God, whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to do.
The disciples, the followers, the 72 that go out, they come back and they're excited about it. They're excited about what
really
they've
seen happen. I just want to remind you.
In fact, I love this passage because it's one of the few places that we
see. So about John the Baptist,
it
says that he was to prepare the way for the Lord.
I'm not saying
that was kind of
the
whole place
that Jesus
felt joy. What does it mean to prepare the way for the Lord?
But scripturally,
it's one of
the
few places that we see that Jesus
displayed
ourselves
in joy.
What was his joy in?
But the purpose is so that all followers were doing
and the excitement
that they had for
what was going on.
The reason we ourselves, the reason we say to God, whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to do. The reason we get excited about God
is
so
people
filled with joy because of what he was seeing in the life of the followers.
The reason I go to Germany and I work with missionary kids is because I want missionary kids to put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
But what does he say at the end there?
And the reason I live in a country of Germany and we work
however,
with refugees is because
well,
I want those,
you know,
to
he
come
saw
to
this,
Jesus
he
Christ.
Saw what they were doing in verse 19. He
I
was
want
really
to tell you that,
that there were some
need
incredible
to
things
open
happening.
Our eyes and see
but then in verse 20 he says, however, do not rejoice that,
that
the spirits submit
every
to you,
day,
but rejoice
people
that your names are written in
as
heaven.
People needing salvation.
Look in
what
this
do we rejoice
end
in?
Of this passage, we read it earlier in chapter 10.
Incredible miracles.
Verse 17, I think it was.
Jesus wanted them to rejoice. That they knew him, that their names were written
the
in
the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even
was,
the demons
that
submit
there
to
was,
us.
That they knew
Jesus
that
says
they
to them,
the hope of
I saw
life.
Satan fall like lightning
so
from
we
heaven.
Do what we do.
I have given you authority to
we
trample on snakes and scorpions to overcome the power
the
of the enemy.
Doing
nothing will harm you.
For the purpose
however,
that people
Jesus.
Jesus
says.
We go
however,
cross-culturally.
We, just
we go to
witness
different parts of the world
incredible
so that those people will come to know Jesus.
However,
but we go,
do not rejoice
we begin
that the Spirit
to serve
submit
God
to
in
you,
ways that he has for
but
us
rejoice
here in
that your
area,
names
for the
are
purpose
written
that people will come
in
to
heaven.
Know Jesus.
They need
that
to define
people around
joy
you every day
they knew him
come to know Jesus.
That
let me
they,
ask three questions. That their names were written in heaven, that they were assured
what does
of
this kind of
life?
Mean for
that's
you?
That's what
my
Jesus
main
wanted them
here.
To find joy in.
The first
not
question
that these
is, do you
cool,
see God
incredible things
God.
Were happening, but that
their names were written in heaven.
And going back, I love
we
that
need
we
to walk through
song,
our days and
our
realize
God.
That the people we come in contact
singing
with
the words
every day
or feeling that in our lives
are people that need separate things. We need
to
have eyes
to
see the people around
doing
us,
some incredible
the people
things.
We work
we
with side by side every day, the people that we go to school
area.
With. Maybe that
God
kid that shares
God.
A locker right
the
next to you has
is,
a locker
you
right next
to
you. Do you
be
see that
him?
Kid as
again,
just another annoying
say,
kid?
God,
or
use
do you
me.
See him as a kid that needs Jesus.
But do we really
Christ?
Mean them from our heart?
And those are the eyes that God wants to have as we prepare the way of the Lord. It's for the purpose so that all people
might be challenging
God's
salvation right now.
That's
how willing
we need to see
are you
the people that we contact with.
Jesus
and then the final question,
had this compassionate
you
heart
see
for people.
People that you
and as
come
he
in
sent out his disciples
day,
to go do the work, he said,
salvation.
Harvest is plentiful.
That's how God sees them. Laborers are few.
That's how God
pray
sees them. He
the
wants
the harvest, that he would
all
send
people
forth more
to
workers
know him.
Into his harvest field.
God so loved
what's
the world
the
that he sent his one
the harvest
only
field
son,
was people
ever
that
believes
Jesus
in him.
Shall not
people
perish,
that needed the gospel
have eternal life.
Of salvation.
God's love
that
for
was the harvest
that
we needed
so much that
he wanted
them
to Jesus
has
that
desire
sent his
son
here.
Has that desire
God
to
sees
send out workers
needing salvation.
So what does this mean for you? It's kind of my closing. Let me ask you three questions.
Every day as people need
three
salvation.
Questions, we'll close. We'll be done.
First
Jesus,
question
it's been
is
such
this.
A privilege to be back here. Do you see God as an exciting God? Is God exciting to you? I want to tell you that sometimes in our lives, we get into our rut, we get into our focus of what we're doing, and God isn't exciting to us. How can we prepare the way for the Lord if we're not excited about what God is doing? So realize that God's doing some incredible things and really open our eyes to see the things that God is doing and get excited about God. Do you see God as an exciting God? The second question, are you willing to be used by God? Not just words that we say, but are you willing to be used by God? We sang the song earlier that we would be the hands and feet of God. Do you mean that? Do you really mean that you want to be the hands and feet of God in your work, your schools, wherever that is for you? Do you want to be the hands and feet of God? And then the third question,
Do you see people around you as people needing salvation? Do you see the people around you as people needing salvation? We have this privilege of preparing the way of the Lord. What an awesome privilege that we get to be that, again, rough illustration, that police motorcycle that says something is coming, something's about to happen, something exciting, be ready for it. It's a great privilege to do that. But God does challenge us in that, to have this desire to be used by God in the ways that he has for us. Let me pray for you. Jesus, thanks for this church. I am such a privilege to be back here.